Okay, so we're discussing the Rush in connection to the Sugya of Bana Itzdeba. They have a case of Bana Itzdeba Keneged Dofen HaEmtsai, and we have a case of Bana Itzdeba Minatzad, and different ways that one potentially could be Machshir, the Sukkah of Gebol and Malam Yesrim. The first case was Bana Itzdeba Keneged Dofen HaEmtsai Al Pnei Kula, and we say Yesh Be'ach Shesukah K'sheira. So we had a machokas between Rashi and the Rid, the Tosus Rid of Ben Yeshaya, as quoted by the Rush. When it says K'sheira, does it mean K'sheira not just on the Itzdeba itself, which is Zayin al Zayin, and now the height is not L'mal Me'esrim, but even on the part that is L'mal Me'esrim, even on the further part of the Sukkah? Rashi says that's part of the Chiddush of K'sheira. And the Geder Hadin is because of what we find later, that Psal Hayotz Nasukah Nidun Kesukah. The comparison Rashi is drawing is from the case, the second case of the Gemara. As described in the Gemara, that you have Psal that's continuing on, and one Dofen continues along with it on one side, but the other side it doesn't go as far as the Schach. And we say that it works, and at the end of the day, we put it into the category of Shtaim Kilchas and the Shishas Hatil Tefach, and we machshir this extra part as the Sukkah as well. Rashi applies that idea as well to the case of the Itzdeba, that even though there isn't an Itzdeba beyond where it is, nevertheless, we machshir that Sukkah as if it was not L'mal Me'esrim, even the part that is L'mal Me'esrim. So we had different ways to explain what's happening here. The Rush quotes from the Tosus Rid to ask on Rashi, in what sense does the Tosus Rid ask the Kasha on Rashi? He says, how can you apply the rule of Psal Yotz Min HaSukkah in the case over here? This is Schach Pasul. And he says, what we have over there is a different story. What we have over there is just simply a technical problem. The Lashon of the Rabbeinu Yeshaya here in the Rush, it's Isrei Hechshed Fanos. I don't have a problem in Hechshed Fanos. I don't have a deficiency in Fanos. Lo Mukcha Milsa Kuli Hai. And that's when Nidun Kesukah. But over here, L'mal Michaf Amma, how can you talk about Hechshed Sukkah? If you have a Sukkah that's partly Schach Pasul, partly Schach Kosher, so just because you have a Shir Sukkah in the Schach Kosher, certainly you couldn't sit in the Schach Pasul, you wouldn't apply the rule Psal Yotz Min HaSukkah. That's not Psal. It's Shpudin Shel Barzel. So here as well, it's the same thing. The Rush has a second point in asking on Rashi. What does the Rush say? Va'od lo dami lepsal. It's a different, in a different sense, it's different than the case over there. How so? Over there, you really have the halacha of Shlishas Afilu Tefach, which makes sense at the end of the day when you're going to use the rule of psal. What are you really invoking? You're invoking that principle that we find that's always operative when you have Shlishas Afilu Tefach, which means what? What is it that's machshir the sukkah? How does it work? I mean, L'maisa, you don't have seemingly enclosure on three sides. You only have a tefach on one side. But the answer is that the yisod of that halacha is that we imagine that tefach would be extended. The Gemara explains how you set it up. You set it up in a certain way that you really have kikil, you have zayin tefachim, but really it's as if you'd extend it as far as you need to. So therefore, we have the idea of built into the case, you have already the approach that allows us to be machshir based on Psal Yotz Min HaSukkah, because the principle that work would be to take that shorter dofen and to extend it. But over here, hecha ashkechan sheyehe nimshach. In other words, what are you trying to do? You're trying to extend the Itzdeba. Hecha ashkechan. There's no precedent for the idea of taking an Itzdeba and extending it. Like the precedent exists in terms of the halacha of Shlishas Afilu Tefach. That's the yisod of that halacha. But hecha ashkechan sheyehe nimshach, to the extent that you'll do what? If you'll be extending the Itzdeba, then you're going to be saying that the part that's dropping down is as if it would be full. Where do you find such an idea? It's a different kasha. Again, what was the Ritz kasha? The Ritz kasha was that in that case, you have a heksher. You have a heksher of tfanos below mukha kuliyai. We have to know what that means exactly. That's the way he puts it. There you have a hechsha sukkah below mukcha kulihai, whereas over here you have schach pasul. So how could you apply psal yotzi? You couldn't use psal yotzi to machshir a sukkah that has schach pasul if next to it you have the first part of the sukkah schach kasher. You wouldn't say such a thing. So how could you say it over here? Schach amal michaf is schach pasul. That's the Ridge kasha. The Rush is asking differently. The Rush is asking that the idea of psal makes sense where the case is taking the third dofen and extending it, which is something that we know about. We're familiar with that concept. So psal is invoking that concept. Maybe, as we'll explain, maybe you wouldn't have thought to say it over there. But Lamaisa, we're going to say that. We're going to pull the third dofen along as far as the schach goes. But here, the idea of pulling the itztabut and filling the gap, filling the drop, where could you find such a thing? Why would you say that? That's how the Rush is asking the kasha. Clearly? Everyone here clearly what the two kashas seem to be, yeah? Nachum Eitan, yeah?
I just need to clarify something in terms of the assumptions of the questions. In the question of the Rush, is he what size is he assuming? He's assuming that the dofen hakatzar is how long?
I don't think that changes. In other words, the point is it's seven. It can be seven, or seven plus.
It has to be above seven.
Yeah, above seven. Above seven.
But then, what's changing from
half meter? I'll explain. What's changing is that the relationship of the dofen and soy to what comes out from it, to the schach that comes out. In other words, do I view the part that extends beyond the shorter of the two parallel walls, do I look at that as just missing the dofen that's next to it? Or do I look at it as lacking even the middle dofen? If it's just a function of the dofen that doesn't go as far as the schach, then the kasha is valid. Then what you're really doing at the end is just reapplying that rule of Shlishas Afil Tefach, and therefore you couldn't talk about such a notion anywhere else, like over here by the Itztaba. But once the Rosh is Machadish, that what I'm missing here is the Dofen Emsai too. Because Dofen Emsai cannot go beyond the point that both walls are there. Both walls are connected. The Schach that's connected both walls that are parallel to each other. So now I have a missing Hechsher Dofen as well. And this, of course, is going to be a response in one, already a part response to the Tosus Rid's Kasha as well. I mean, not the full answer, but when he comes back to explain that this is not called Schach Pasul, but you've already neutralized the first Kasha too. Because what was the first Kasha? The premise of the Tosus Rid was, Lo Mukha Kulihai, but I have Hechshet Fanus. According to the Rush is saying, I don't have Hechshet Fanus. Because I don't have those Nemsai relating beyond the point where the tchach is even with both walls, and that's what changes in the teretz, but not the case of how long the shorter wall is. Yeah.
Does that mean to say that ultimately, initially, we're assuming that the idea of kiman demalia dami.
So what
initially we're assuming that separate from the concept of shtam kiel chasan.
Let's do it outside. I'll do it inside. I'll come back to you. So what is the Rush gaining in the teretz? We'll speak it out first outside. We said it inside yesterday. I want to finish it again, the last part of it again. The point of Chikmah de Malyadami, as we understand it, is a way of saying that the sukkah is defined, even the parts that are tagging along, are defined by the qualities of the main sukkah. What quality are we discussing here? That we have a normal size. It's not too high. It's not lamal meyasim. That's the itztaba. What we're saying is that we're going to apply that definition, that classification, even to the part that seemingly is too high. But we're going to say, no, it is part of the sukkah, and the sukkah is defined as having not being l'mal me'asvim, and therefore that's chavir k'mad d'mal yadam. You know, that expression is a way of saying that I don't look at the part that has greater distance to the schach than 20 as seeing that as its own entity. I see that as part of being defined by the sukkah itself, by the ikka sukkah. But in order to say such a yisod, I have to understand that the case of the Gemara is also a case where the part that's psal, it's min hasukkah, is lacking a hechsher. It's not, and it's fundamentally lacking. Not that I'm just missing in the din of being Moshech the third dolphin. I'm missing a dolphin. I'm missing the dolphin emissary too. Once I say that, and nonetheless, the dolphin emissary can also relate to that part that goes beyond. So that means that psal yibz nesukah can say that that quote unquote tag along part of the sukkah is defined by the Ikka Sukkah. And the Ikka Sukkah has sufficient roles, and Dovin Emsari speaks to that, so it can speak to the other part too. So too over here, if the Ikka Sukkah, which is the Ichtaba, is viewed, is in fact not problematic in height, so everything is going to be defined by that. And that's going to be what the Rashi is going to continue with the case of Tzusa Meruba and Chamsa Meruba, which is another example in the Gemara there of Sala Yotzi Min HaSukkah. Which means, in that sense, the part of the sukkah that technically is chamasa merubah tzilasa is not viewed as independent from the part of the sukkah that's tzilasa merubah chamasa. It's part of the larger sukkah which is already classified as tzilasa merubah. And that's what the Rashi is getting at in terms of, again, saying that it therefore we can apply it here as well. Let's see it inside. Nearly the kain pirish Rashi. The hada minu kaman ka psal yotz min asuka nidu ki suka umashcha chadofen ba'adei midikari le tsal yotz min asuka al karchin shar shti adfanos, meaning besides the one that's alongside the psal, the other two lo shaychi la hayotze. In other words, what did he just say? The fact that it's mashcha chadofen ba'adei, that's why you call it hayotze min asuka. In other words, it's got something next to it. But what's lacking? It's lacking not just the third dolphin, it's lacking the middle dolphin as well. So what would be the problem? The answer is, here first he made one long wall. This is the wall that, not the very long wall, the wall that's 7+. Tfachim. Abishai Dairo Bazain Tfachim. And he stopped. Gali Bedaite, what he's indicating is Masha Eno Bain Besa Machitzos Eno Machal Sukasa. That Gali Adaite gets rejected or doesn't get rejected, Rabosai? When we say Psala Yotze, does or doesn't? Is it a Gali Adaite? Does it in fact have validity that Lamaisa the Ika Sukkah is only what Bain Bishter Machitzos? That doesn't change. We're not saying that the Goli Dait doesn't matter. It matters. But now, Afal Pikein, we still can say Psala Yotzi. That's why the Rush has the right to apply it to us as well. The Goli Dait is true. Lamaisa, the Ikar Sukkah, is only the area between the two parallel walls, and therefore the Dofen Emsai also doesn't go further, doesn't enclose more than that distance where the area is adjacent to, in between the two parallel walls. Beyond that, it's missing Dofen Emsay as well. That's what he says. Eng psala yotze al mechitza achas. Afilachin din kesuka. So how does this answer his kasha? So let's go back. The kasha that the Rush asked was, where do we find hech askechan she nimshach? That's because the Rush were thinking in the question that all we're gaining with psala yotze is being able to extend the third wall further out. But the Rashi says, no, as I explained later on, what you have in the case of Psala Yotze Min HaSukkah is a problem in the middle dolphin too. Because the Goli Adaite, since he didn't make the shorter wall longer, and he made it as long as he did, which means he wants it to stop there, means he wants the Sukkah to stop there, vis-a-vis the middle wall too. And yet, we allow that extended area to become kosher, not without Fanos, but Again, I don't know that it's a machokas in the Lashon Rashi. Rashi says, Bayas, he says that it doesn't have walls, and Rashi says on your test, that what does it have? The answer is Rashi, Bayas is going on without the din of psal. So I don't have walls, I don't have hechshed tfanos. That's correct, because I don't have dafen emsai covering that area. But when I do say psal, what do I say? I attribute what I have here, the hechsher that I have over here, can be machsher, even the area that's considered to be tagging along to the sukkah. So with the din of psal, I can define even the other area by the same characteristics as this area. And that's why the Rosh says it would be now okay to do it here as well. I can define even the area that's l'mal me'asrim as being part of the sukkah that is already classified as being not l'mal me'asrim. That's chafir k'mad d'mal yadam. Not an easy slurb. That's how it seems in the Rosh, how he's answering the kasha. And this is already taking the edge off of the Tosfos Rid's kasha too. Because Tosfos Rid was assuming that it has echshe sukkah, it's just what? L'mukha kulihai. What the Rosh is saying now is totally against that. He's saying, you don't have echshe sukkah. And when he brings now, we'll read it again. What's l'chad peirush? The Gemara has four explanations psalayos in the sukkah. We're discussing the second one. But if you go later on in the Gemara, there's another pshat that the case is ruba tzilasa mechamasa niuta chamasa mitzilasa muta lecha ba'apa osa miut. Even the part of the sukkah that has more sun than shade, abish enam suchach kil chasa. And what's the answer? Because this is part of the sukkah that already is classified as tzilasa meruba.
Ethan. How is the Tosfos Rid understanding nidah?
Yeah, that's that I want to come back to. I have a suggestion. I'm going to get there. Let me just finish the Rosh first. What did Tosfos Rid think is pshat in the Gemara? What does gomukha kuli hai mean exactly? What do you think? What does it mean? Okay, let's finish the Rosh first. We'll come to that. Come to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The emtzah wall is only coming like agav the nimshach of the wall, which is the chasek. It's not like we're extending.
No. The emtzah wall is considered an enclosure on the area opposite it. Question is, how far out? How far out? Don't forget the fourth ruach is a pesach or it's pasuach, whatever word you want to use. Yeah, so the question is, how much is being closed by the middle wall? And what the Rosh is saying, that the Ikaron, fundamentally, what's enclosed is only the area opposite it that's even with both parallel sidewalls. And yet, since one wall goes further and Tzchal goes further, so that area can now be treated with the same Hechsher, meaning as if the Defanos are enclosing that too. And that, if you can do that for Tfanos, you can do it for height. That's the Chafir Kamad de Malia. So it's not, well, you can, I mean, in the same way that the Dolphin and Tsai is viewed as now enclosing the part that's peripheral to the Sukkah, the Psalayotzi, so you could say it there too. But it's not simply revisiting of that rule of Nimshach. It could be you can access it, but Lamaisa, you're doing something more. You're being machshir the part that's not, that doesn't have Hashet Fanos, as if it had Fanos. What did the Rosh end with? Just to end the Rosh, then we'll come back to what the Tosfos Rid maybe have learned in that Gemara. The Rosh now addresses the comparison to Pschach Pasel. And he says that's not a good comparison, it's a flawed comparison. Umashi Hiksha. Tosfos Rid asked, Misukah Shechet Yischach Pasul, so obviously you're not going to apply to Psal HaYotzei. He says that's not a good comparison. Lo dami, Dischach HaMal Michaf, Lo Mikri Yischach Pasul, Kin Pirsho Ben Utam. As we know, Ben Utam says it's not called Mitzdar, Yischach Pasul, Yischach Kasher, if you're mixing the Yischach, even if you don't have Tzilas and Ruba below Chaf. But you can still use the Mal Michaf to be Mashlin, as we've seen. Why is that true? Kima Demin Kasheru, because it's technically Kosher Chach. And therefore, because schach mal mechav is not called schach pasuk, given miksasuk sheira idach nidan kitzayus minasuk. Now, two things to notice. This is all bedas Rashi. Now, the problem you might ask is, but Rashi lemaisa later on at Daf Yud does hold that there's a problem of mitzarev schach lemal mechav. Bad ischach that's lemata mechav. In other words, it's not mashlim the shir. He doesn't hold that Rabbi Notam. In terms of that halacha of mitzdarif not applying, the psul mitzdarif schach pasul not applying to schach amal mechav. So how can the Rosh say this bedas Rashi? this is not necessarily a problem. Go ahead, Ari, why not?
Mm-hmm. You could say that over there we're talking about. We saw the Rush on Tisman Days. He says it's a din of being mashal. So maybe Rush would say you can't be mashal.
Good. So the machlokes, there's two issues here. Is this really schaf puzzle objectively? Benogea, whatever. And even if it's not schach puzzle to the fullest degree, but would it still possibly have the problem of mitzdarei bahadi schach that's lamata mechav? Those the machlokes within Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi would disagree, is not that Rashi holds that it is called schach puzzle. Rashi holds that the schach that's lamata mechav, it's not schach puzzle so much. Remember the lesson of Tosis in Erevin. It's not schach puzzle kuli hai. But it is enough to be considered a problem of mitzdarei. In terms of our issue, though, the Rush wants to make clear this is not the same comparison that you want to make to a case of real schach pasul that would not have the din of psal hayotze. Because in this case, it's not schach pasul in that degree, but in terms of mitzdarei, the Rashi can hold now. Machokas binogea the parameters of mitzdarei. But in terms of the classification purposes, Rashi would agree, like the Rush is saying, it's not schach pasul. But there's something else that's difficult here. I mean, why would the Rush really need this? I mean, what would we want to say? How could you apply psal hayotze anyway? I mean, to schach pasul, what would you say? It is schach pasul. Mitzius, like the heksher of the tzach kasher goes on the tzach pasul. I'm not sure exactly what, like the whole point is not relevant. You can't say tzach ayotzi on tzach pasul. You're not gonna. What are you gonna say? The heksher applies to tzach pasul. Like I don't know. Not sure what to say exactly, but that's what the Rush will mean, even though Rashi holds differently by Mitzdari, but here it's not, it's a different issue. What did the Tosfos Arid think when he said, in asking on Rashi initially, that there it has Hechshet Fanos, but it's not Muchach Kui Hai? What does he mean? What does he mean exactly? No, you could say, what do you think when you learned it? What does he mean? Okay, so he's learning out Derech the Rush also. In other words, the fact that he made a third wall, which is longer than Zayin Tfachim, but not as long as the other one, so it's not clear like that he wants it to be further or not, because he stopped before he stopped on the other side. It could be. But it's interesting. In the Piskei Arid, which we have, he has a girsa, which is also found in the Rach. If you look in the Gemara on your test, slightly different girsa in the Gemara. On this case of the Gemara, the second case of psal hayotze min hasukkah, what is our girsa in the Gemara? Rabba Rav Yosef Tavayu, hacha bekanim hayotzim lufnim min hasukkah, umashcha ba'azlo chadadofen ba'adayu, mahu detema ha'leis b'hachshe sukkah. You might think that the part that's extending out beyond one wall and equal with the other wall is less b'hech shesukah, k'mashmola. That's the lashon gemara here, in our gemara. Piskei Arid. Rabbi Yosef Damit Tavayu, hacha bekanim hayotzim nasukah skinan. Umashcha va'azra chad dofen ba'adayu. Ma'u detema, ho'il v'sholim le'ischacha, apalga de dofen, hay l'chudei koi. Kamash malon. Russian is, you would think, since the schach ends, apalga de dofen. Look in the Rach. I think it's the same gears in the Rach. What does it mean? The schach ends a paga de dofen? Is that the way to put it? The dofen ended at half the schach. Does it mean the schach ended at paga de dofen? does that mean exactly? What?
And then I get another page from it. You have to put on tzchach the shame, salary shame tzchach, and if we have an idea with the
tzchach ends. Tzchach ends a palka the dope.
As in when we're bothered, we don't care about the tzchach because you didn't put it off the shame tzchach. It just happens to be sticking out a little more. I'm not gonna be mocked for that if you didn't put it off the shame tzchach because the fact that you look at the wall.
What's been the schach ended? When the schach ended, of how did the dove? Yeah.
Because I think it's meaning that parts of the sukkah are only kosher based on the rishus that was created in it.
Okay, it's all. It's
around my wall.
I wish I could find it. The Riaz, the Tosfos Riaz is the Gir Sadeh. His grandson is the Riaz, and the Riaz just quotes here the sheet of his grandfather, which is against Rashi, that he says that we're only machshir the itzdaba, but not beyond. K'moshabir mem zayin hey is Moris Keni Harab. That's his grandfather Tosfos Rid. And he says the chenir in a ikker shari min a itzdaba v'halach schach gavoy yos nashir ve'ischach kischach pasul kimevur bekuntres harayos. I tried to find it. I went afterwards the second time to the library. Thank Menachem for bringing me this. I was told it's supposed to be in the same volume, but it's not. So I'm not sure what to tell you. But Kimidumari, I remember seeing that in the Kundras Harayos of the Riaz, grandson of the Tosfos Rid, but I'm not going to be quoted here because I can't tell you until I see it exactly, but Kimidumari, that he had a different pshat in the Gemara. And more or less what I'm going to tell you now is what I think he says, but again, you won't hold me to it, but you can try to locate it. Maybe at some point we'll figure out where to find Kodesh Harayis. Again, I was told by the librarian that it's supposed to be in the same volume. Maybe there's a second chelek of this in Sukkah. I don't know. But it's not. I said, oh, wonderful. So then I have a look for it, and it's Pasha not here. Kimbul Kodesh Harayis. That he says what's going on in the Gemara is that something changes in the actual material of Schach from the point where one wall ends and only the other wall is extending. In other words, kanin is not the same thing as the ikar schach. Again, I'm not so familiar with the botany here, but okay. But you have detached tree, right? And you have main parts of the tree, and you have what you call kanin. The Lashna Gemara is kanim hayotzim ufnim nasuka umashcha ba'azlo chadav ba'dayu. In other words, we're talking about the schach changed. Now it's just kanin. Before it was ikar schach. Again, exactly what you
translate.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, but it's not. I don't know if it's hutzin exactly, but it's therefore you would think that the very fact that the schach is a different schach, that's its own sukkah. It could be that mitzad tfanos it never was a problem. Because we know the rule of Shlishis Afilu Tefach. The issue is the fact that the schach changes its form at this point makes us think that it's not really the same sukkah. That's the Lashon. See, notice how it fits with the Rach so beautifully. Lashon the Rach is you would think it's Sukh Achritihi. In the Rid, I think the Lashon was a little different. Hayu chudekoi. But either way, it's not the Lashon of Agamar. You see what makes a difference. Agamar is Maudetema Halespa Hechshasukka. The Lashon of the Tosfos Rid, Piskei Rid, and the Rach, it's a different Sukkah. That's the Ramukha Kulihai. It looks like it's a different Sukkah. No, if again, we have to check exactly what it was that he said, but if this is a pshat in the Gemara, then Lishitaso, he's asking a beautiful Kasha Nashi. And you see, that's what the Rush is coming off. Fuke says, no, what's going on over there is what I told you in the later Simon. And it has to do with his das and so on. And the Chesaron is more fundamental, and I'm missing even the Dofen Emtsai. So there was a Tosfos Rid was going with his Pshat in the Gemara, and therefore he was asking the Kasha, the Adam Rashi. You found something?
Yeah, Rashi here on your test says, Kadim, what are Kadim? Min Hasach. Come from the Sach.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it's only at that point that it's
kanim
min aschach. Uh huh. So it's also
even according to Rashi.
Yeah, but according to Rashi, that's not the right. But that's not the right. According to Rashi, that's not the nekuda. The fact that it happens to be a different. It doesn't necessarily have to be the point. Just that that's still kempta. That's the case.
So even according to Rashi, you could say that that's what Metzius was. But right, it was still
right. Okay. All right. This is a suggestion. But again, you have to be bodik more exactly if there's such a pshat out there. You see the girsa, different girsa in the Rach and Piskei Rid than our girsa. That suggests a different pshat. You have to figure out who says it exactly and where it's written down. But if it's a pshat like we're saying, then we understand why the Rid is referring to it as what? As just lomukhukui hai. Because he's going within a different pshat in the Gemara than the way we're learning the Gemara. Again, you could force it in with the Rashi's pshat too, mukhukui, because you know you stopped and you didn't go as far. I mean, it's not as if you couldn't read the pshat of the Rashi into the words mukhukui, but it makes it a lot better if you hear it in a different way. I want to continue in the next part of the Rashi. Now this segues into the inyan of Dofen Akuma. This is the next case of Istaba. Let's continue in the same siman of the Rashi, siman Gimel, Bana ba Istaba min Atzad. So suppose you built the platform not along Dofen Emtsai, but along one of the parallel walls. So then it says as follows: and ein misvas ha'itzdeba ukoso dalet amos ksheira. If there isn't 4 amos from the edge of the itzdeba to the far wall, then we have Dofen Akuma. Then it's kasher im lapsula. And he explains, kishen daramos misas hispa adakoso sheni ksher damid of an akuma. Pirish Rashi, roen schach elyon hamachuber ledofen. So Rashi explains, what does this mean? That you look at the schach elyon, the top overhanging schach that's connecting to where the wall is, the far wall. Harochok, ki ilu min hadofen atzmo, as if that's an extension, it's if part of the dofen, but akum, and it's twisted. Ad kenegada itzdeba. And this is where we measure the height from the edge of the itzdeba. Even though underneath it it's going out, and then you're going to have higher than umalam yasrim. Since the tip is over here, as we explained yesterday, this is how we measure the height. And continues the Rashi with the following statement: in this case, Rashi would not be machshir the entire area. In other words, again, let's go get our example in our desk over here, right? So we have the itzdeba is right over here, right? Okay, connecting to one wall. So now we have less than 4 amos overhang right till the other wall. So what are we saying, Dofen Akuma? So we have therefore a valid sukkah with 3 walls. On the Itzdeba. What about the area over here? Right? So what is the Rashi telling us? No good. Why not? Because what is this? We have here a wall. It's not schach. Okay. Well, let's think about this. The carbon is sanel, oshin, which I think gave you to look at, has what seems to be a stira between the Rashi over here and the Rashi later. Now, the Rashi is saying that if you consider this not as schach, but as dofen, that's why you're using dofen akuma, because you consider it dofen, so then you can't count it as schach at the same time. It's either one or the other. What's the problem? The problem is something the Rashi says in later in Simon Lamed Gimel. He quotes it. Let's take a look. The halacha is that schach pasul is poso be'emsa sukkah with the shear rabat tfachim. Schach pasul in the middle of the sukkah could conceivably split the sukkah, and now you cannot use the walls on either side to be machshir the other side. But now the Rashi works out the details of this. Where exactly is the schach pasul position? In the middle of Simon Lamed Gimel. Here, let's start with this. V'chad da'avir posel b'gimel, u'schach pasul posel da'arba. Okay, this is about 6 lines or so into the Simon Lamed Gimel. So the rule is Avir posel begimel, gimel tfachim Avir pasels a sukkah, and schach pasel pasels with four tfachim. Says the Rush, it depends, to say that in an absolute way would depend on exactly what direction we have this Avir or schach pasel. Hainu, kishem maschil midofen haemtsoi. So here's our case by us, right? The Pesach is over here. We have one wall, two walls, and Dofen Emtsai. In the middle of Dofen Emtsai, you have Schach, Pasul, Kishir, Fort Tvachim, that's going all the way across. All the way across. So now, Hashta Chotze to Avir, O Apostle, Bein Akasha Lakasha. So now what's happened? The Fort Tvachim, it's there, Schach, Pasul, is splitting between one side and the other. V'onisha l'chot sad kim state funnel. So what are we left with? Again, the fourth side is open. Now you have this split right in the middle. So what are we left with? Two walls on each side. That's a problem. But suppose we have the four tfachim, it's the three tfachim, avir, four tfachim, schach pasel, in a different direction. If a maschel min adofen shebitzad zeh u'maharech u'dofen shekinegdo. So we're talking about now in this direction, from one wall to the other. The open area is there, this end. This is the Dofen Emtsai. These are the two walls. And you have going across this way. Four tfachim of schach pasul, three tfachim of avir. Now, what would be the implications of that? Im nishar min hakosher litzad Dofen Emtsai. If the area right now closer to where the dolphin is, you have the shear sukkah. In other words, this area right here, so that's fine. Why? Because what do I have? If I have Hechsha sukkah right here in this area before I get to the Schacha puzzle, so I have a perfect three walls. I have two parallel walls up to that point, and then they have the hold off in the Messiah, so that's fine, right? That sukkah is good. They still give it front of us. What about the other side? What about the side where the to open? But sad shemeiver eitzel haPesach posel when im yesh avir mafzik. In the case of three tefachim avir, there's no way that you're going to be able to save the other side after the three tefachim avir, there's nothing. There's no way you can salvage that. But what about a case where it's not avir? It's four tefachim of schach pasul. Here's what we want: im schach pasul mafsik, the nishar eitzel haPesach hechsher sukkah. The area on the other side of the schach pasul toward the Pesach, that's called the chitzona, has the area of Zayin al Zayin. One. What, number one. Number two. Upachos midalid ad adofen emtsai. If you would take the space, the distance, from the dofen emtsai on top of schach plus, not avir, plus the schach pasul, until you get to the point where you're meeting up with the schach kosher again, and all of that will be less than what? Dalet amos. Then hakol kasher. Hakol kasher. Not just the chitzon part closer to Dofen Emtsai, but also the far side next to the Pesach. How can it, hakol kasher? How can it be hakol kasher? Yeah. Again, this part is going to be kasher. We started with that. That's simple. That's simple because I have a shir sukkah and I have schach kasher above me. The other side could also conceivably be kasher, assuming that there's a shir sukkah over there under the schacha kasher, and assuming that the distance from the dofen emtsai until you hit the schacha kasher again on the other side of schacha pasul is less than what? For everyone holding cup? Yeah? If I have a schach pasul that's going across from one of the walls to the other. And, says the Rush, if I have on the area before I hit the Schach HaPasul, closer to the Dofen Emtsai, I have enough in Eretz Sukkah that I have three walls, perfect. I have three walls, I have schach, beautiful. What about the other side of the schach apostle, the fourth fach and schach apostle? Says the Rosh, it could also be kosher, so assuming two things. Assuming that the area of that part, meaning that surround that's covered by schach kosher, has enough of a shir sukkah, and assuming something else. What's the something else? That from the dolphin, the wall, we need to get that wall to count for that area, because otherwise we're missing a wall, right? But we can do it. What's the trick? Dolphin akuma. What's the dolphin akuma? We're going to count the wall, consider the wall to be bending. Now, how's it bending? So first, what's going to happen? It's going to first hit schach kosher. But it's going to turn into what?
Wall.
Into wall. And then it's going to hit schach pasul. And that's a continuation of the wall. And then it's going to join up with the schach kosher on the other side. If the distance between the edge of the wall, when the schach begins, until after the schach apostle, when it hits again the schach kosher, is less than 4 amos, then I can be machshir the far side, next to the wall, next to the opening, with dofen akuma. Now, is there not a paradox here? That's what the Rosh is now going to present here. Is there not a paradox? Let's read. Read it inside with me. This is the Kabbalah Sanos Kasha. The imschach pasul mafsik v'nishar eitzel ha-pesach hechshir sukkah pachas midalit adofen hemtsoi ha-kol kasha. And ha-kol kasha. That's what we just said, right? Ha-chitzon. Chitzon means the far side closer to the opening will be kasha. How come? Al yidei dofen akuma. But wait a second. Is that fair? How can I count this schach, the part that's closer to the dolphin, as part of the dolphin, to makshe the chitzona, because I'm considered a dolphin, but am I not considering it to be schach, because I'm makshir the penimis? Is it not a paradox? Manafshach, is it dolphin or is it schach? The afalp, shani royas a schach, ki hu akum hachshir hachitzona, even though I'm considering the schach here to be not schach, but dolphin, to match the chitzon, mikol makom lo nifsal ha-penimi bishvil zeh. But because of that, I'm not going to make the penimi puzzle. Stop. Fek the carbon asana el akasha. Let's go back to the carbon asana. Now you understand the kasha carbon asana. If you didn't before, maybe you did before. Take a look back on in Os Shin before. What did the Rosh say over here now in Simon Gimel? In the case of Ichtaba Minatsad, that if I'm using Dofen Akuma to be Machshir the Ichtaba, I can't, what? I can't consider to be Machshir, what? The area beyond the Ichtaba, like I did in the other case, according to Rashi. Again, the Hechrach for Rashi you don't have. Rashi said Ksheira, so we said there's no Chiddush here. You need it. There is a Chiddush to say Dofen Akuma. But Lemaisa, the Rashi says it just can't be. Says the Kabbalah Sanhedrin, why can't it be? Why can't it be? Seemingly because you're considering that area beyond the Ichtaba to be what? To be dolphin. So if it's dolphin, it can't be schach. Yeah, but the Rosh himself said in the case that we just discussed that it's not a contradiction. It can be dolphin and it can be schach. It can be dolphin insofar as being makshe the chitzona, and it can be schach insofar as being makshe the pnimis. So why can't I say the same thing over here? That is considered to be dolphin in terms of being machshir on top of the ishtaba, but it can still be considered schach insofar as allowing the rest of the sukkah beyond the ishtaba to be kasher based on psal yotz min sukkah, like Rashi said in the other case. Hear the kasher, everybody? That's the kasher. It's covered in Sanas kasher, so Magen Avraham's kasher. On this halacha that the Bnei Shulchan Aruch, he said, why is it different than the other case? We think about it, we can machav into the terrace of the covenant of Sanal. Kamat, he says it, but let's hear what the difference is. Everyone hear this? Here's this important svar al chalek here. What's the difference? Over there, the Rosh says it can be dolphin, and it can also be schach. It can for both. So why are we saying here, if it's dolphin, it can't be schach? No, who can come up with a simple answer? Simple chilek. Everybody hear the kasha, yeah? You hear the kasha? It's a strong kasha. So what do you say? Who was first? I don't remember. Daniel.
Is that we have, in the other case, we have the Zion by Zion even before the Dovna Kuma. The one closer to the wall, I'm sorry, we have a Zion by Zion. The only way we have a Zion by Zion here is by the Dovna Kuma. We don't have a kosher
sukkah. What do you mean, Zion? No, Zion.
I have a kosher sukkah without Dovna Kuma.
Which case? It's the case or the case over there?
Case over there.
I have Zion, Zion. I'm missing a dolphin. But I have a dolphin because the dolphin is the dolphin on the other side of the... all the way on the other side, and it bends. So I have a dolphin. Fine. Again, we have two cases to deal with here. The Itztaba case, Itztaba Menatsad. Are we able to be machshir beyond the Itztaba? So the Rosh says definitively not. Why? Because if we consider this to be dofen, to be machshir, the Itztaba, via din of dofen akuma, then you can't consider it tzach. That's covenant sana, but the Rosh said in the case over there with the tzach puzzle going across from one parallel to the other, that if I have shir sukkah on both sides, and I have less than four amos from the dofen on the top, all the way until I get over the schach apostle and it meets up with the other schach, which is kasher. Then says the Rosh HaKol kasher. The part that's the pnimis closer to the dolphin is kasher because I have Zayin al Zayin and I have kosher schach. But even though I'm considering it to be dolphin, to be machshir the other side is kasher because it's considered to be dolphin because it's less than four amos. But nevertheless, it could be dolphin and it could also be schach. That's true over there. Why not say the same thing here? It can be dolphin, but it can be schachos. I mean, everybody should be jumping out of their seats with an answer, with a chiluk here. Yeah? Yeah?
I don't know how true it is. It might be one. I'm not really sure. But in the first case, we're dealing with the issue with the height. So you need to first make it, you need to make a chazila dolphin. In the first place, you need to make it into a wall. So since you're making it into a wall, so then you still haven't, I'm not exactly sure how to hear it through, but you haven't gotten rid of the issue of the height once you step out of it, because it's still, I'm not exactly...
I mean, no one's hitting the nail on the head yet. I want to hear if someone could just hit the nail on the head, yeah?
The case with the R case is the area that the akuma is going over wasn't kosher in the first place. But it has a schach that's above 20 amos. But the same case that the person I was asking from starts with, it's a kosher, that part that it's starting with is kosher, and then it's just stretching over to...
Why can I view the schach as far as beyond the itzbu, can you view the schach?
What?
You're saying you can't view the schach because it's dolphin. Why not?
I'm saying it was kosher in the first place. You could do both. It was kosher to start with.
Sides because... What are you going to argue?
Why can't I play both sides? That's
what you're going to argue. You're going to argue
that it's going to
be kosher schach. What kosher schach is
there
to
look up towards? Both sides. Say it even sharper. Why would you be machshir beyond the itzba? What would be the principle that you want to invoke? What would be the basis to apply to be machshir beyond the itzba? What would be the basis? Psal hayotze min hasukkah. Psal hayotze min hasukkah means that it's psal that's yotze min hasukkah. Means that there's a sukkah kshera here, and this is the extension, the auxiliary of the sukkah kshera. What's machshir? That means that you have to still, in order to be machshir the psal yotze min hasukkah, you have to hold on to the fact that I have a sukkah. Means that you have to machshir the itzba. What's machshir the itzba, Rabosa? Dofen akuma. That means in order to continue to maintain psal yotze min hasukkah, I still have to be holding on to the fact that I have a sukkah. That I have to hear the heksh of the itztaba. So that's minei avei, that's a contradiction in terms. In the case later in the Rosh, I could say very well, with respect to the chitzona, the part facing the Pesach, I view that area that's adjacent to the dofen, as what as dofen. Masha enkin binogeya, the area closer to the dofen, I can view the schach. Binogea, this area, it's dofen. Binogea, that area, it's chach. Beseder, that doesn't bother me. Because each one is an independent thing. The heksher of one is not dependent on the heksher of the other in a direct fashion as a consequence of the other. It's just that I want to be machshir each one independently. Each binogea, the heksher of each one, I can view it either as chach or as dofen, as the case may be, whatever will help you. So that's what the chiddush of the Rosh was over there. Mashaikin over here, the heksher of beyond the itztaba can only be it's a direct consequence of what? Of the fact that the other part is kasher. Not it's totally, they're both totally in the same thing. You know, it's only a psalyot in a sukkah if I have a hechsher sukkah here, so now this can be machsher the other part. But why do I have a hechsher sukkah on the yitzhtiba? Because of dofen akuma, because it's dofen. If it's dofen, then I can't call this a psalyot in a sukkah. If I'm going to view this as eschach, then I'm going to lose my yitzhtiba, then I'm not psalyot in a sukkah either way, manafshach. You follow me, Rosa? I'm saying it's maybe sharper than the Kavanah Sanah, but he says it too, Lamaisa. You can do the Kavanah Sanah's Lashon L'Chora, that's what he means. It's a fundamental chiluk. Over there, in a chanami, I'm looking at in one respect as chach, one respect as dofen, but it's two separate issues, two separate discussions. One is about the sukkah, one is about that sukkah. One is about the chitzona, one is about the penimis. So benegeh the chitzona, it's dofen. Benegeh the penimis, it's chach. Here, you couldn't do that because the whole hechsher of beyond the tztaba is a function, a consequence of the fact that the itzb is kasher. And itzb is kasher by deeming that area above, from the dofen till here, till the itzb as dofen. So then you can't be machsher, it's tzaliot tzibin a sukkah, if it's not schach, it's dofen. If you want to view the schach, then I've lost the other hechsher. I both say, you hear the svar, I think it's clear. Now, see something very interesting. This is going to lead us now to discuss, to open up the discussion of Dofen Akuma. So what did the Rosh say by Yas and Simon Gimel? That Rashi's chidush of extending the rope Sar Yeretz Min HaSukkah to beyond the Itzteba was limited to which case of Itzteba? The Itzteba, the first case, Alpnei Dofen Emtzai. And even that, the Tosis really disagreed, the Rosh came to Rashi's defense, said, but in the case of Itzteba Min HaTzad, there everyone would agree that you can't allow it to be viewed as psalayot min sukkah because it's viewed as dofen, not as schach. Why? Lashon HaRosh again, shebe ein lo schach, kiv deroin kiilu hu kosel akum. Kachu Lashon HaRosh in the Piskei HaRosh. Now if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, on the same issue, you hear different music. Am I right? You saw Tosfos HaRosh, yeah? Tosfos HaRosh is discussing the same issue, but he doesn't say the same words. Zap the Tosfos HaRosh. Min HaTzad. Pachus Midalad Amas Ksheira. Perush. What's Ksheira? Ksheira. Ala Itzteba. Aval Kula Sukkah. Lomis Kashra. Misham Psal Yotzi. Chutz L'Sukkah. Why? The cave and Damin and Dofen Akuma. Because since I'm saying Dofen Akuma, if I would stop right now, how would you finish the sentence? So if I say Dofen Akuma, so what's on top is what? It's not schach, it's dofen. Listen to the rush. Tosa rush. Kinder mit Dofen Akuma, harei ha-dofen mafsekes. Bein keneged ha-itzteba, ubein chutz ha-itzteba. Kinderly. If you say Dofen Akuma, then it comes out the dofen is mafsek between keneged ha-itzteba and chutz ha-itzteba. What is he talking about? What does it mean? The dofen is saying Dofen Akuma. The dofen is mafsik between Keneged Itzteba and Chutz Litzteba. Chutz Litzteba doesn't have a hechsher anymore because it's broken off. There's something blocking. What does that mean? What is he talking about? What? You can't call Psala Yotzi Min HaSukkah because there's a hefsik between the Itzteba and Chutz Litzteba.
So the wall.
What is the hefsek?
The
wall.
That's
not the words are not the same as the Piskei Rosh. Rosh says Ron Shaschach Sharei Ein Loschach. Rosh and the Rosh in Siman Gimel Sharei Ein Loschach. Kivan the Ron as Shaschach Kihu Kosel Akum. Those words I understand. Tosis a Rosh. I can't be Machshir Chutz Litzteba. Why? Because if I say Dofen Akuma, Harei Dofen Mafsekes Ben Kenegeda Itzba Ben Chutz Litzteba. What's those words? Sounds like he is moving the wall. Where does that idea come from, moving the wall? So the answer is that there's another pshat in Dofen Akuma. We have been trained now reading Rashi here to learn Dofen Akuma as in the Dofen, the Dofen bends, becomes like an L, and the top area, which is Schach, is really the continuation of the Dofen. So it's like the wall is now crooked. However, there's a different pshat that Rashi quotes on Daf Yud Zayin, and apparently some Rishonim embrace this pshat in Dofen Akum. Rashi doesn't like it, as the Rashi tells you why he doesn't like it. What is that pshat? Look at Rashi on Daf Yud Zayin. It says in the Mishnah, Hirchik es ha-sigoch na-tfanus shoshet tfachim psula. The first case in Mishnah is there's a three tfachim gap between the schach and the tfanus, it's pasul, and then you have the case of Bais Shenifchas, which the Gemara quotes by us, which is the inyan adofen akuma of arba up to arba amos, and then other cases as well. Rashi, commenting on the first case, wants to use the din stated in the beginning of the Mishnah, that a hefsik avir of three tfachim passes the sukkahs, hefsik avir between the dofen and the schach. And Rashi says, this din is going to prove a certain understanding of dofen akuma, la'afuke, a different understanding. And let's see what Rashi has to say. The avir posa b'shlosha afil minatzad. Avir minatzad, it passes the three tfachim. Umikan ani omes, says Rashi, from here I can derive the following. Umifaresh, ha de amina shebeschach pasul minatzad. The halach of schach pasul minatzad amin dofen akuma lahachshir ad arba amos means the following. Hainu de chashvinan l'schach ki'ilu min hadofen v'nekam v'nichpaf l'mala. That I view the schach as if it were dofen, which got twisted, and that's the pshat dofen akuma that we saw on daf dalet by us, and therefore I understand very well why you couldn't invoke dofen akuma in the case of the Mishnah now of the hefsek avir min hatzad, because that means you can only do it if there's something to work with that you're bending the dofen, it continues in the form of the schach pasu, it's really dofen. But if there's avir, there's a gap. But what pshat do I not want to choose to explain dofen akum? The eini mefarish. What I don't want to learn is the following pshat, which many Rishonim apparently did learn. Roin es hadofen kiilu akum. I imagine the dofen as if it's crooked. V'holech tachas haschach pasul u'magil haschach kosher. In other words, instead of saying it goes and bends like an L, you might say it bends. Right, it basically, it's as if it would be moving over. Apparently, it's the akuma, so it means it probably bends on an angle. Basically, it comes like a diagonal or whatever. It's not an up and across, like an L shape, a right angle, but rather, basically, what happens is the ball is basically moving over. So the top of the wall suddenly comes under and meets up from under at the right place. So basically, you're moving the wall. And therefore, it's like the pasul is no longer here, it's not here. It's like the dofen basically moved over. Not that the top part of the schach pasul is an extension of the dofen, but the dofen basically circumvents the schach pasul and comes out from under and meets up where it's supposed to be. It's as if the wool basically was shifted over. Everyone hear that? That's svar. This is how Ben Nissim Gaon and Erevin brings pshat, and Rishonim quote this, we'll see in a minute. And Rashi says, if that were pshat, Rashi doesn't like this pshat because dim kein gam gabi avinami nemahachi. Rashi feels that if that were true, then why should it not be so? If you have a hefsek avir minat sadat three tfachim, why not say the same thing? If it's about making the schach pasul into extension of the dofen, I understand why it's only true if there's something there in the form of schach pasul, and that becomes dofen. But if and avir, you couldn't do that. But if it were a halacha of simply moving, shifting the wall over, then it should be true by Avir as well. L'maisa, and Rashi's taina, you have to know, it could be that it's not such a kasha. L'maisa, that was the way it was accepted, that it's only said when it's schach pasul. I saw a svar that the Beis Meir quotes in Shulchan Aruch, that he says, on Rashi's kasha, the Masha Docha Rashi, Simitapir Shlamid Beis, Yesh Lama Chada Dahachi Gemiri Hilchisa Da'avir, Sagi lachutz v'shelo lomed of an akuma v'aschach pasul davka b'dalad amos kamo gzeres hakasub. So gam svar yeshlom the avir lamala midashalta bo ayin v'roa hashamayim mafsik l'shach lomed of an akuma. That was when you avir is davka worse because you can see the sky, so that's where you can't move the wall over. Mashekin schach pasul, we don't see the sky, so then we can circumvent the schach pasul. L'maisa, Rashi doesn't like it, but this is another alternative, apparently. Although the Rush and Piskei Rush was going with the pshat that Rashi prefers, apparently he was flirting, at least in Tosfos Arash, with the other pshat. So when it comes to Tosfos Arash, what the Rush was arguing as far as why you can be machshir, the part, you know, beyond the Ichtiba that's built Minatzad, the Rush doesn't say what he says in Piskei Rush, because if the top is now dofen, it's not schach. The Rush says that you have now a schach, you have a dofen that's mafsik. You have a dofen that's mafsik, and therefore you can't count the part that's the beyond the Ichtiba as kasher. Because it's not between Kenegada Ifsba Ben Chutzla Ifsba. In other words, according to this pshat of Dofen Akuma, it's a different word. You cannot say Psal HaYotzi Min HaSukkah if you have a hefsek of a dofen. That's his word. Not because you can't count it as chach, because it's dolphins, and then you've lost your... And as we said, manav shachet, if it's going to be a schach, then you've lost the heksher of the sukkah. He's saying you have a hefsek. Interesting thing, the tour, who's the son of the Rosh, as you know, right? So the tour, on that case that we mentioned in the later Rosh, that the Karban Asano quoted, the case where we talked about the Tzchach Pasu going across, and can you match the Chitzona and the Panimis, and what did the Rosh say? Yes, you could. Because even though what, I'm viewing the, from one perspective, I'm viewing it as Tzchach, from the other perspective, I'm viewing it as Dauphin, the way the tour presents the paradox, he also passed it as Kasher, but the tour presents it in a different language. The Lashon HaTur in Tafresh Lamed Beis, Avo im Schach Paso Mafsik Beinehem, the case that we just talked about before, the Nishar Eitzel HaPesach Hechshe Sukkah, you have enough of a Shir Sukkah by the Pesach, Im Yesh Mischach HaKosher Shal Tzad HaPesach Ad Adofen HaEmtsoi Pachas Midal Ramas, from the Schach Kosher point, that's by the Tzad HaPesach, until the Dolphin, there's less than 4 amos, how cold kosher. Had Tzad HaPnimi Shekarav L'Dolphin, why is that kosher? So the Yesh Lo Gemutfanis. Good? That's closer to the Dolphin. That Tzad HaChitzon Ayidei Dolphin Akuma. Sha'anu Rowin. Listen to the lesson of the tour. Tafresh Lamed Beis. Dolphin Akuma. Sha'anu Rowin. Dolphin HaEmtsoi Ki'ilu Hu Eitzel HaKosher HaChitzon. I see Dofen Emsai as if it would be where? Next to the Chitzo. Umikom Makom lo nifsal hapanimi, but we won't say because of that when disqualified the inner one. Kevan sha'anu rom Dofen Emsai ki hu etzu ha-kasher ha-chitzon. Hare nishar hapanimi below Dofen. Don't say that. What was barring the tour? What's the paradox in the tour's mind? If you're moving the Dofen, then you don't have the Dofen over here. The way that the Rosh presented the dilemma was, if it's schach, it's not dofen. If it's dofen, it's not schach. And the answer is no, no. Insofar as the chitzona, I can view it as what? As dofen. So far as the penimis, it's viewed as schach. But the way the Torah presents the dilemma, it's because he's embracing which pshat of dofen akuma, the pshat of moving the dofen. So the rest is, if you're moving the dofen, then I have a dofen for the chitz, for the penimis. That's the words of the Torah. We machshir the chitzon ayde dofen akuma what shenu roin ki ilu hu eitzel hakasher hachitzon mikom makom lo nifsal apenimi shenomar kibush anu roin dofen emsai ki ilu eitzel hakasher hachitzon having nisha apenimi below dofen. No, didn't he da aminan roin mikom makom dimkom onishar, it's still where it is umachshir gam sad apenimi. If you notice, it's maybe not so terrible that the Torah is saying different than his father in the Pisakim, because Baruch Hashem, we found that the Tosfos Rosh also flirts with the other pshat. So it could be that the Rosh also had both possibilities. But the tour, in presenting that point, is presenting it from the perspective of the issue of moving the wall. An interesting thing, fascinating thing, in the Ran, which you probably saw, you notice that the Ran seems to find enough gemina between the two pshat and Dofen Akuma. And what does the Ran seem to say? When is it that we would not allow you to use the part beyond the Ichtiba? within which pshat? What does the Ran say? Take a look. The Ran here quotes Dofen Akuma Kefishitas Rashi. He basically paraphrases Rashi on Yud Zayin. Bana Beitz Baminatzad Dofen Akuma Demi Dofen Akuma Pirish Dofen Akuma. What does he say? Sheroen kiu adofen nekam ukiu aschach kuo shemin adofen aristibal hu adofen elish in his akem shekein darken shel koslim is akem. It is the norm of wolves to twist. That's why we can say dofen akuma. It's predicate in effect that wolves sometimes get like that. Okay. Av if shel afarish roen kiu adofen is kair aschach di hachi echa min kaman da avir afim natsad post bishlosh name roen adofen kiu is kair. She Yosef Kala Dofen Liskarik, she ain't some schach mafsik. Whose kash is this? Rashi. Elevad the hail time for Sharon Aschach Kihu Dofen. Ulafi Shita Zu. Ulafi Shita Zu. According to what? To the Shita that Dofen Akuma means what? Bending on a right angle. Turning the schach into schach pasul into dofen, then hadavar barur, then it becomes clear to us she'ein ochin ba'oso shiur she'bein hadofen l'itzdiba. Then that area between the dofen and the itzdiba, in other words, where it's l'mala michaf, you cannot eat there. Kevin shanu don in schach she'olav ki hu dofen, because that area, that schach. It's not schach. That schach is dofen. Says the Ran, Avo, im hayinu omrim. If we would have said, the pshat that Rashi rejected, we would have said, roen hadofen kiu niskarev, haya efshe ladun ula hakel apidar kol shel Rashi zah. Then there'd be room to be mako, to what? To be able to eat in the area, chutz le'itzdeba, even in the case of itzdeba menatzad, lufidako shirashi, meaning which Rashi? Which Rashi? Rashi by the first case, that Rashi was machshir the rest beyond the itzdeba. By the other case of itzdeba, across the dofen emsai, Rashi was machshir based emsai yus mesukah. So based on that Rashi, I could hear that I could do the same thing over here if I were dofen akuma the other way. But ella deleisa kedikasivna. But I don't agree with Rashi anyway over there. That was the earlier Ran. The Ran says that you have no right to extend tzagayotzit over here. But to the extent that Rashi said it in the first case, the Ran is willing to embrace and entertain it within the second case as well, as long as you understand dofen akuma in terms of moving the walls. Now we have a very interesting machlokas to ponder, because he saw as a double pashut in the Tosfos of Rashi, not that way. We saw in Tosfos of Rashi that he was using the lashon of the wall being moved as a reason why you've lost what halacha. What halacha can't be used because of moving the wall, then I can't say tzalayotzi in a sukkah. And the Ran is saying that if I understand dofen akuma in terms of the pshat that Rashi rejected, then if I move the wall, then I could use the rule. So what is this? What is this machlokes about? This needs Shabbos to think about. I don't know. What would you say? What would be the idea behind this machlokas? This, I think, you need Shabbos to think about. You can't jump right away. It's interesting, though. Mm-hmm. If you learn pshat the first way, Rashi's own pshat, that was clear. The Ran is clear about it, and the Rashi and Piskei Rashi is clear about it, and that Rashi never said the chiddush, and Rashi wouldn't have had to say the chiddush because Rashi was guided by the Rashi Ksheira. It's all good. So therefore, the din is clear that in the second case, only the itzvah is kasher. But the Rashi makes it the din true even within the other pshat of Dofen Akuma. That was the language of Tosfos of Rashi, and the Ran Dafka makes it totally not as a nafka mina between the two pshat and the Dofen Akuma. So we have to finish the Ran here in terms of the implications for Rabbah. We have to look at the Rambam maybe, the how the Rambam learned Dofen Akuma, different mashmosin in the Rambam on this question. It's really a sugya for later, but a little bit learning it now. But this is a question to think about for Shabbos. Right? What's the machlokes in a gea psaliyot from Nasukah? If you went Dofen Akuma within the according to the other pshat, do I have a hefsik or not have a hefsik? Is it a contradiction in terms or not? Avram and yeah.
I just wanted to ask, so when the Ran says that it would be kosher if you learn that way, according to the pshat of Rashi, he's saying that, does he mean that, like, only because of the fact that Rashi is able to learn from...
Yeah. That's what he says. El Deleisa. That's what he says. It's anyway not true, like I told you before, but we'll feed Darko, show Rashi. Fidako Shirashi, that invokes Psala Yotze in the case of Itztaba, so it would be even true in the second case of Itztaba.
Right, but according to this, is it possible to say without that, like the tour, do you think you need to use soul? Is it possible to make a question without needing soul?
I don't think anyone can have, no. Chara, the only reason that you could anyway be machshir beyond the Itztaba in any case is Psala Yotze. So you can argue on Rashi even in the first case. We saw that in the Rashi, and Ben Yishai, the Tosas Rid, we saw it in the Ran. And clearly there are chokim, and we saw a little bit about what that's about. This is here where the issues get intertwined. And what about in the case of Dofen Akuma, in the second case of Itztaba, could we also allow for Rashi's Chiddush of Psala Yotze? So the Rashi says definitively not, in Psakim for one reason, going with one Psala Dofen Akuma, we understand it well. We had the Stira that Karbonisano asked from the other Rashi, and we have a very clear distinction why that's different in this case. We had the Tosus of Rush that uses different Lashon to explain why you can't say Psala Yotze, because his frame of reference for Dofen Akuma is one of moving the wall. The Pshat that Rashi didn't like because of Kasha from Avir. We said we could be Miyashin to Kasha from Avir. Avir could be worse, but meanwhile Rashi didn't think it could be true. And now we have an interesting comment of the Ran. The Ran says that according to one Pshat of Dofen Akuma, namely the Pshat that Rashi didn't like, we could have accepted Rashi's Chiddush of Psala Yotze. And apparently the Ran wasn't concerned with the idea that you have a hefsig dofen. Meanwhile, we saw the tour in the other case of the Rash that uses the issue of dofen akuma that Rashi didn't like in terms of that seeming contradiction between the chitzon and the penimis. And again, the tour says it's not an issue. But again, the tour was buying into the other pshat dofen akuma. So this is a chesach levedik, as we say. You know, it's getting interesting, no? Okay. Yeah.
So the Ran is saying that this wall is moving over towards its door, and now you can use this. But
that's what the Ran seems to be suggesting.
But in the Gemara and Yud-Tet, they said if you're using Achorai, the Sefer, then I would need three walls. You're only as two. Meaning,
what kind of din would it be at Psala Yotze in a Sukkah? That's the question. What would be the comparison? Which case would it be compared to? Yeah. I mean, if I'm moving the walls, so then I'm what do I have? But I still have one wall.
Two walls.
Okay. So Psala Yotze, it could still be Psala Yotze.
The Gemara says if you're using the Lachorai Sukkah, you need three walls.
Okay, so you have to know, does it mean to plug into that case? Or does it mean, maybe the Peshat is that, get away for Sunday, but like maybe it's not a total break. You're breaking it, but you're not breaking it completely. In one direction, you're breaking that. In the other direction, I have to think about how to put it. Yeah.
You say maybe when the wall moves over in Masik,
yeah.
Now the other walls, when the Istava is, you say like, before the rush of the Rashi, that is,
yeah.
Those walls are not shy of the other side, and then, you know, the Sukkah kicks in.
Okay, so.
Just to go back to the rush, how did the first answer to the rush get around the fact that we don't have precedent for?
Oh, go to the beginning of this year. So the first answer to the rush was that we do have a precedent. We have a new precedent. There's no precedent for it. We're taking something that doesn't have tfanos, and we'd be machshir with Psala Yotze. We're using the echshir tfanos where we shouldn't have applied. So we can do the same thing for the Gova Sukkah. We define the whole Sukkah by the Iker Sukkah. We define the peripheral part of Sukkah by the classification of the Iker
Sukkah.
Yes, the Dovan HaMitzayi is not relating to it, and yet it can still relate to it by virtue of Psala Yotze. So Psala Yotze can do the same thing by Gova, by height.
But isn't the Dovan HaMitzayi also only because of the precedent that you can be, that only the
Dovan HaMitzayi? The Goya Daite is a real svara. It's a real svara that really shows you that you should not extend the Dovan HaMitzayi beyond that point. So you're really lacking the more than the third Dovan. Okay. A few minutes of something.